You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
And tonight, we are in our final week of the series that we have called Test Prep. The three most important questions that you'll ever answer. And this has been such a special series that we've been talking about the three most important questions you'll ever answer. And I have to share with you that the original plan for months was actually for HSM to do a series on friendship this fall. And I think like that series is still like special, and we're going to pocket it and probably talk about it in the future. But when I got back from my missions trip this summer to Latvia, I really felt the Lord saying, hey, no, you guys need to dig into the questions that all of us are asking, and you guys especially at this time in your life are trying to answer. That you're asking, who am I? You're asking, where do I belong? You're asking, what's my purpose? And it's been so encouraging that some of you have come up to me after our time together on Wednesdays and have just said, hey, this week I was really feeling lonely, and we talked about belonging, and I'm so encouraged that I belong in God's family. Or some of you have shared, I was literally having an identity crisis this week, and we talked about who we are in Christ, and I was reminded of the truth. And tonight, we are talking about purpose. And we believe these are some of the most important questions we'll ever answer, because how we answer these questions dictates like how we live our lives. And we've talked about and discussed how identity is so important for us because we long to be known. Then we talked about how belonging is important to us because we don't just long to be known, but we long to be loved. We want to be accepted for who we are. And then purpose is important to us. Trusty dusty Google defines purpose as both a noun and a verb. So we have a slide. Purpose as a noun refers to the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. So why something exists. Or if purpose is a verb, it's to have as one's intention or objective. And I believe that purpose is important to us because we long to be known. We long to be known and loved. But I believe we also long to matter. And I think it's because in our hearts, when we were created from the very beginning, is we matter to God. And from the beginning, God also made us to matter in this world. If you open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 12, starting in verse 1, this is where God makes one of his first promises to humanity, a covenant to a man named Abraham. Well, at this time, he's Abram. So, Genesis chapter 12, starting in verse 1, scripture says, "The Lord had said to Abram, 'Go from your country, your people, and your father's house to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.'" One of the first purposes that God gave to humans is he blessed us so that we could be a blessing to others. That one of the original parts of our design is that we are blessed by God to be a blessing. But like we've discussed all throughout this series, is that God created us with these important designs and these important longings, but our sin has broken those, has tainted those. So it's kind of like, I've showed you this illustration before, but it's kind of like a piece of paper. This is a nice lined piece of paper. What's up, Silas? How you doing? What's up? Silas. We love you students so much. A piece of paper, lined. Okay, what is this originally created? This is created to like be used to maybe write like a beautiful piece of poetry. Maybe you could even fold it up into making a cool paper airplane. You could even draw on this. You could use this to take notes at HSM. That's what it was originally intended for, but kind of like when sin enters the picture, it's like this piece of paper gets crushed. And it gets crushed and like creased. And even when we try to work really hard to get it back to its original, like, pristine state, like, as hard as we work, there's nothing that we could do to get this piece of paper, like, back to its, like, perfect original state. You know what I mean? It's like, this can still be used, but it's not quite right. It's not quite the way it was originally intended. And sin, every way that we've disobeyed God, every time we put ourselves or something else above God in our lives, sin taints our identity, belonging, and purpose. And so we need to work together with the Holy Spirit to remember our original design. And we see how the world, and this sinful and broken world, has tainted our idea of purpose. And I feel like the world like tries to sell us purposes for our lives. And some of them sound pretty good. And I think they kind of boil down to like two big categories. Sometimes I think the world tries to sell us this idea that our purpose for our lives is to make our own name matter, to make ourselves great. So think about the idea of like, hey, get really good grades so that you can get into a really good college. That's your purpose. Or you should dedicate your whole life to making as much money as possible. Or do whatever it takes to have influence over people, whether in person or on social media. And those things, some of those things are not necessarily bad, but when we make them the ultimate purpose of our lives, they're gonna let us down. Like, what happens if you never achieve those things? Like, are you then just purposeless? Like, are you a failure? Or sometimes I think the world tries to sell us a purpose of making other people matter. And initially, that sounds like kind of good. Like, it sounds like an act of service. So, like, serve others, try to help them, maybe the most vulnerable. Or maybe like be the best daughter or son that you could be the best sibling, and maybe one day you'll grow up to be the best mom or dad in the world. And again, those aren't necessarily bad things, but if we make them our whole life's purpose, what happens when someone doesn't accept our help? Or what if we don't become a mom or dad someday? Like, the word of God doesn't guarantee that for Christ followers. So one of the things that I've been praying that we see together as an HSM family in this series is that what the world has to offer us in terms of identity, belonging, and purpose, they're futile. Like, you can't take money with you to eternity, so that's like not a, it's not an eternal purpose that we can pursue in life. That what the world tries to sell us, our sin, our brokenness, those things are shaky, they're unreliable. We need something better and more stable, and we believe that the most secure place we can find our identity, belonging, and purpose is in God. God's purpose for our lives is the same from the beginning that he gave to Abram. He has blessed us so that we could be a blessing to others. And we are a blessing to others, not by making our own name great, not by making other people's name great, but by making God's name great. We live out being a blessing to others by helping people understand how they matter to God. And Purpose Church, our church, has a vision, mission, and values that help guide us in every ministry that we do here. And we've prayerfully taken those from God's word, and we feel like the Lord has called us to those things. And so, gonna give you a little test, you know, test prep. Does anyone know the vision of our church? Ooh, that was good. Let's say it together. Everyone, everywhere, following Jesus. Yes, we have a slide for that. This is our vision. If you're, especially if you're new here tonight, or you've only been coming for a couple of weeks and you're wondering, what are we all about? We're about seeing everyone, everywhere, following Jesus. So glad you guys know that. Maybe a little bit harder. Does anyone know our Purpose Church mission? Anyone brave enough to raise their hand? Does anyone, everyone ever following Jesus? Close. Does anyone have a cool HSM shirt from a couple years ago? It's like black and it says something on the back. Jaren, Grace, Ryder, what does it say? Yes, our Purpose Church mission statement, if you didn't hear it, you'll see it on the screen, is to help people find their purpose, to connect with God, connect with others, and connect others with God. That's how we are striving to achieve the vision of seeing everyone everywhere following Jesus. And one of the reasons why I'm sharing this with you right now is because I want you to see that if everything we've talked about the last 2 weeks is true, if God created us in his image to live life with him forever, but then we chose to sin, we chose to disobey God, and that made us dead in our sins and separated from God's presence, but then God loved us so much that he couldn't leave us like that. And so he sent his only son, Jesus, fully God and fully man, to live here on earth, to live the life, the perfect life that you and I couldn't, to die for our sins as the perfect payment for them, and then rise from the dead on the third day to offer us new life in him. If all of that is true, then connecting with God is everything. Then our entire existence hinges on the grace and love of God. That relationship with God is what we were made for. I've been loving this song called Made for Jesus by John Mark Pantana. Does anyone know this song? You'll see the lyrics on screen. The song says, I was made for heaven. I was made for Jesus. I was made to walk in the cool of the day with you. And that's an allusion to Genesis chapter 2, where Jesus is in perfect fellowship with man, and God is dwelling among his people in the cool of the day. And then the end of the song repeats these lines. The whole point of my existence is to know your love. The whole point of my existence is to know you, Lord. We were made to connect with God. But God also made us to connect with others. We talked about that last week, that other people, especially those who love Christ, can help us connect with God and encourage us to do that. And God often uses other people to speak to us or to teach us truths about him. But we also talked about how until we make it to our ultimate place of belonging, which is with Jesus in eternity in the new heaven and the new earth, until that day, we live in this broken world. Just like Mariah was praying for us, like we kind of live in this in-between. And you may be wondering, why are we still here in this broken world? If Jesus has already come to save us and we can experience new life in him, like what are we waiting for? What is God waiting for? Well, we are still here in this world because we are meant to bless this world. And the greatest way we can be a blessing is to show, teach, and to show, lead, and teach others how to connect with God. That's your next fill-in. The greatest way we can be a blessing is to show, lead, and teach others how to connect with God. That is the commission, that's the command that the risen Jesus gave to his disciples. After he rose from the dead, he was in the presence of his disciples, and he said in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And if all authority belongs to Jesus, what does he want us to do? He says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always until the very end of the age. Jesus wants us to help others connect with him because that's what we were made for. And we may be wondering, like, okay, Lord, like you, Jesus, you came a first time. Like, aren't you coming soon? Like this is really hard. And scripture actually tells us a little bit, gives us a little insight into more of that purpose. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, scripture says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Jesus hasn't returned a second time yet because there are people, souls he died to save, who don't know him yet, who don't understand yet what they are made for. And Jesus is calling you, if you are a follower of Christ in this room, to be a part of helping people find their purpose. And it turns out that that's your purpose too. And when we live this out, what's incredible is we experience God work in other people's lives, but we ourselves are also transformed. Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 28, says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." Romans 8:28 is a pretty famous verse. We like tend to find a lot of comfort in it, and it's true. God works all things for the good of those who love him. Great. But sometimes we like don't read the next verse, which entails like more of what is that good that God is working out for us? Well, the good for us in verse 29 is that we are conformed, meaning we become like the image of the Son. That Jesus longs for us to look more and more like him. And if you are walking with Jesus tonight, every day, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you should be looking more like Jesus. With your actions, your words, your thoughts, and your choices, your decision-making should look more and more like Christ. I want to show you a graph of sort of what the journey of following Jesus looks like. And we are going to go like a quick English lesson here, but these are helpful and foundational biblical terms that I think are going to be helpful for you as you keep walking with Christ. So if we look at this first graph up here, you'll see that we are born dead in our sin. We've talked about that throughout this whole series. But because of the work of Jesus Christ, at the point of conversion, which is kind of a fancy way to just say the moment we put our faith in Christ, we are justified. And we'll talk about that in a minute. And what justification does is it launches us into a progressive growth of sanctification. And that is the Christian life until we die or Jesus comes again, at which point he glorifies us. Okay, that's kind of what Romans chapter 8, verse 30 was talking about. So if we go to the next slide, and if you look in your notes, it gives us more information about this. Justification is a legal term and refers to your position in Christ. So because of Jesus, you are saved from the penalty of sin. You are justified. But some of you who are walking with Christ, you're like, okay, I believe in him, but how come I don't quite look like him yet? That's because we live our life in sanctification, this process of being conformed into the image of Christ, that we, through the power of the Holy Spirit, are being saved from the power of sin. So learning, slowly but surely, by grace through faith, how to not choose our sin, but instead to choose Christ more and more. And then one day, this is our hope, our future promise, that we will be glorified, where we will be in the presence of Christ and saved from the presence of sin. Here's one more graph that I have found really helpful in understanding this. This is made by a pastor, and I'll read the bottom for you, but I just want you to look at the top. When we put our faith in Jesus, that's regeneration. Okay, that's a fancy word for a good old John chapter 3, where we are born again in Christ. Okay, the moment that we put our faith in Christ. Do you see how we are immediately justified? That our standing before God is immediately complete because of Jesus? But until we reach glorification, we live life in this sanctification that's kind of like up and down. It's not perfect. And yet, with Christ, we're making this upward progression towards looking just like Christ. I'll read what the pastor wrote in the bottom here because I think it's helpful. Justification depends solely on what Christ has done for you. On that basis alone, God declares repentant people not guilty. Justification does not fluctuate. It is complete from the moment of God's declaration. Justification is objective. It happens outside of you in God. It is yours as long as you trust Jesus. And sanctification is different because it's the Holy Spirit's work in you. It's a lifetime process with ups and downs that depend on your surrender and obedience to Him. Sanctification is subjective. It happens inside you. And while God wants you holy, He wants you to be sanctified to look more and more like Jesus. And He sorrows when we fail to grow. This does not determine our salvation, but does call for your repeated repentance and change of heart. Here's what it all boils down to. HSM, your purpose is to experience God's blessing so that you can be a blessing to others. You experience God's blessing by putting your faith in Christ and walking with the Holy Spirit along the journey of sanctification. In other words, that process that happens when we are faithful to connect with God, connect with others, and connect others with God. But your purpose is also to help other people find their purpose, which is the same purpose, to connect with God, connect with others, and connect others with God. That's kind of what we refer to as evangelism, which is sharing the good news of Jesus, and discipleship, which means learning more and more how to more closely follow Jesus. And the reason why we have this, the reason why any of us are believers in this room tonight, are because Jesus' first disciples took the Matthew 28 command seriously. That they shared the good news with the next generation, which shared it with the next and the next and the next, all the way until today in 2024. And if all of that is true, then the two questions you should consistently ask yourself, and there are questions that I ask myself, is who is pouring into my walk with Christ? Like, how am I being mentored and guided in this journey of sanctification and following Jesus? But also, who am I encouraging in their walk with Christ? That second question is living out your purpose. HSM, I believe this with my whole heart. You do not have to wait until you're older or more knowledgeable or more experienced to share Jesus with the people around you. You don't have to wait to live out your identity in Christ, to belong to His family, and to live out your purpose. So many of you are already doing this, and it is so beautiful to witness. So many of you are inviting friends to church on Wednesdays and Sundays, or praying for each other, or serving in kids ministry or production or the yellow shirts on Sunday mornings and helping other people connect with God. And actually, I was talking to Jack Thompson, one of our seniors, and one of his friends, Caleb, maybe you've met him in the last few weeks. Jack and Caleb led one of their other friends who didn't know Jesus. They led them to Christ, like in a jacuzzi. Yeah, praise God. In a jacuzzi, like a month ago, just sharing who Jesus was to them, to their friend, literally living out their purpose. Like, I was just so grateful that you guys, you students know you don't have to wait till church to, like, show someone the love of Jesus. Like, they lived out, they knew Romans 10:9, that if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, then you will be saved. And heaven is bigger, heaven is roaring because of students, you living out your purpose to share Jesus with others. So let's keep going, HSM. Let's keep living out our purpose. Open your Bibles, pray for each other, invite friends to church. And one of the challenges that I'm going to take this week with you is to pray for someone in your life who you've never prayed for before. If you really want to live out your purpose, start praying every week for someone you've never prayed before. And it might be awkward to reach out to them about this for like 20 seconds, but you'll be so grateful that you did. And it just starts by asking, hey, can I pray for you this week? Can we take a couple minutes to pray for you right now? HSM, Jesus wants you to be prepared for the three most important questions you'll ever answer so that you can help other people answer those same questions. questions. And it's our commitment to you here at HSM that we will every week aim to point you towards your identity, belonging, and purpose, which is ultimately found in Jesus. And we're going to head to our life groups right now. And as we prepare to do that, I'm going to pray for us. But if you're kind of like fired up about living out your identity, belonging, and purpose in Christ, I feel like after this series, I definitely am. We can't wait to invite you back next Wednesday for our next series that we're calling Mentally Prepared, Strengthening Our Faith in Christ for Difficult Times. And I think this next series is going to build off of this one and is going to help us commit to our identity, belonging, and purpose in Christ, even when we face hard times. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for every single student and leader in this room. Thank you that you have a purpose and a plan for their life. I pray that through our life group discussions, we are even more encouraged to follow after you. And thank you that you give us our ultimate and best identity, belonging, and purpose. We love you so much, Jesus, and we lift up all of these things in your name.